And I went to work at, it was a company where they made binoculars.
Was that in Mullingarden?
Yes, it was in Broadwater Road. And it was a big, big company. It was right opposite Roche Products at the time. It was one of these, it was a very clean place. Had to be clean. Mm. They had upstairs where they actually assembled them. They were, it was kept spotlessly clean. There was no dust, and, you know, and such like. But where I worked, I was downstairs. I was in like a cubicle in the factory, but I was actually engraving the plates to put on the binoculars.
All right. So was that a bigger company than Barnett Comb?
Oh, yes. It was a wartime thing, and it was a lot of girls upstairs on in the assembly, you know.
So did...
I was just in a small office that was as square as this, mm-hmm. with Mr. Clark, who was actually an engraver. He could do hand engraving and everything, you know, but he was my boss. Mm-hmm. So we just... I was just with him all the time I was there. It was very good.
So did that company have a canteen, if it was a bigger company?
It did have a canteen, but I was living close by, so I went home. But I'm not sure that they cooked. I don't remember them having dinners, but I think they had a restroom too. Might have had a... May very well have had some sort of a canteen.
And did you work there throughout the war?
No, I worked there until yes, of course I did. When I left there in I left just before the end of the war, actually,